Late-night hosts Kimmel, Colbert, Fallon all push conspiracy theory that Trump captured Maduro to distract from Epstein files. By Warner Todd Houston on January 6, 2026. The network late-night comedians all read from the same script on Monday night, pushing the conspiracy theory that President Donald Trump took Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro into custody over the weekend to distract the nation from the release of the Epstein files. Despite that, the Joe Biden administration issued the calls for Maduro's arrest on drug charges and even raised the bounty for his capture to $25 million, the late-night lefties all promulgated the same anti-Trump talking points. Rabidly anti-Trumper Jimmy Kimmel claimed that the Epstein files are so bad that Trump had to recreate the plot of Wag the Dog in real life. He added falsely that the president gets caught in a sex scandal so he attacks a smaller country to distract us, and here we are distracted. Late-night loser Jimmy Kimmel claims President Trump only captured Maduro to distract from the Epstein files. What a sad, bitter little man. pic.twitter.com/y0tixgulch. MRC Newsbusters, at Newsbusters, January 6, 2026. On his CBS show, Stephen Colbert, whose show will be ending in May, also pushed the partisan Epstein files angle in connection to the Maduro takedown. "Do you know what this means?" Colbert exclaimed. "Those Epstein files must be crazy. I mean, bomb something. Bomb anything. This operation, launched just 2 days into the new year, came as a shock, especially since, and this is true, Trump's New Year's resolution was, Trump voice, peace on earth. Well, that didn't last long. And as a result, neither did my resolution to switch to clear liquor." Stephen Colbert kicks off the late show's final year by claiming, "Do you know what this means? Those Epstein files must be crazy. I mean, bomb something. Bomb anything. This operation, launched just 2 days into the new year, came as a shock, especially since, and this is." pic.twitter.com/2pqsx9fpb4. Alex Christie, at Alex Christie 17, January 6, 2026. Jimmy Fallon also claimed that Trump's New Year's resolution was to distract everyone from the Epstein files. Finally, Jimmy Fallon claims, "Yeah, it turns out Trump's New Year's resolution was to distract everyone from the Epstein files." pic.twitter.com/gz8ra5tjgk. Alex Christie, at Alex Christie 17, January 6, 2026. "Of course, this Epstein files line is mere left-wing talking points based on partisanship, not evidence or facts. Thus far there is no proof whatever that Donald Trump participated in any of the sex crimes that Jeffrey Epstein was convicted of perpetrating. And that is quite unlike the evidence piling up against former President Bill Clinton, who has already been seen in photos, and in some shots apparently naked, with young women taken at Epstein's Island retreat." Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.